Carla and Pinter. This is the story of Carla and Pinter. Get ready for the adventure, because you are going to read an exciting story. Carla is 7 years old. She has blonde, curly hair and big green eyes. She has freckles on her cheeks. She is short and plump. She wears glasses. She is a cute little girl. She lives in a big house in a garden. There are a lot of trees and flowers in the garden. There is a swing, too. Carla likes it very much. There is also a hammock. Carla loves lying in that hammock and reading her favorite books. Her favorite place is in the treehouse. She plays games in the treehouse. Carla is an imaginative girl, and she is very talented. She is interested in origami. She is very good at it. She also likes history. She likes reading about old times. She makes hundreds of paper planes, ships, animals, and flowers. She has a huge collection. She's got a garden full of paper flowers. She has got an airport full of paper planes. She has got a harbor too. Of course, it is full of paper ships. There are giraffes, lions, monkeys, tigers, and elephants in her zoo. There are a lot of planes and helicopters in her collection. Some planes are big, and some planes are small. Some planes carry passengers, and some planes carry cargoes. There are several colorful flowers in her garden. There are daisies, roses, lilies, lilacs, and tulips. There are purple violets too. She makes a new flower for her garden every day. She loves her flowers very much. Look at those flowers. Aren't they beautiful? Paper ships are her favorite. She gives names to her ships. Mighty is a big yellow ship. It is on the left. Sunshine is a small green ship. It is in the middle. Pinky is a very little pink ship. It is on the right. One evening, Carla reads a book in her bedroom. It is about Christopher Columbus. He discovers America in 1492. He has got three huge ships. Their names are Pinta, Nina, and Santa Maria. There is a picture of the ships in the book. Carla looks at the ships. They are fascinating. She makes three ships. She names them after Columbus's ships. She puts the ships into the harbour. The one on the left is Pinta. The one in the middle is Nina. And the one on the right is Santa Maria. Pinta is her favourite ship. She likes its name very much. "What a cute name," she says. Her mother calls Carla for dinner. She goes to the kitchen. After dinner, she comes back to her room. But guess what? Pinta is missing. She looks everywhere for Pinta, but she can't find it. "Pinta, where are you?" yells Carla. But there's no answer. She is very sad. "I don't want to make a new ship. I want my Pinta back," she cries. "Where is Pinta?" "Let me tell you where it is. It is sailing in the stream near the river." Pinta is an adventure lover. She doesn't want to live in a small room. She wants to sail in the sea. She wants to be free. "I must reach the sea. I'm not just a toy. I am a big, strong ship. A ship must be in the sea, not in a child's bedroom," Pinta says to herself. The stream is small and slow. It is not very deep. The water is clean and cool. "This is going to be very easy," says Pinta. But she is wrong. It is getting dark. Pinta is still floating slowly in the stream. She sees a big rock. It has a hole. "This can be my shelter for the night," thinks Pinta. "I can stay here tonight and make a plan." The water brings a piece of paper to her shelter. Pinta looks at it. It reads, "Columbus is ready for the big voyage. Come and join us on May the 21st." Pinta gets very excited. "This is my plan. Columbus is going to set sail 2 days later. I will join him. He is my hero. Wait for me, my old friend," she says. She is very happy. She falls asleep. She is having a wonderful dream now. In her dream, she is with Christopher Columbus. Nina and Santa Maria are with them, too. Columbus is hoping to discover a new land. "Everything will be wonderful. Don't worry," says Columbus to his men. The crew is very tired because of the long voyage. They don't have any food or water. Some of them are very ill, but they are hopeful. One of the crew members shouts, "Land ho! Land ho!" Everyone is very happy now. They celebrate their achievement together. They hug, kiss, sing, and dance. Some of them are laughing, and some of them are crying, but all of them are very happy. "Congratulations," says Columbus. "You are all brave. I'm very lucky to have you. Don't forget to thank our ships, too. They are the real heroes, especially Pinta. She is a great ship. She is very strong and brave. We owe her too much. Yes, I'm strong and brave," says Pinta in her sleep. Suddenly, Pinta feels uncomfortable. Something is wrong, but she can't understand it. She opens her eyes and gets really scared. The rain is heavy. The stream is getting very deep. The water is very strong and fast. It drags Pinta. She is very weak. She cannot slow down. She cannot see anything because it is very dark. "Help me, Carla! Help! I'm going to sink! Please help me!" she shouts, but no one hears her. The flood is coming. There is a rocky area ahead. Pinta can't slow down. She tries to change her direction, but she can't. She's going to hit these rocks. "Oh my God!" she yells. She is helpless. She closes her eyes and waits. She feels a huge crash and a terrible pain. Then she feels nothing. The morning sun is shining. There is no rain now. Everything is calm. The weather is nice. The birds are singing. A dog comes to the stream to drink some water. It sees the paper ship. The ship looks very bad. It is overturned. The water drags the ship close to the dog. It touches the ship with its paw. The ship is back to normal again. It floats away. "It is a lucky ship," says the dog. "Hey, it's Pinta. She is fine. Pinta survives the flood. She feels a little tired, but everything will be okay soon." Pinta opens her eyes. She is very happy to be alive. "I know I'm strong. I can do this. I can catch Columbus. I still have time. They are going to set sail tomorrow," she mutters to herself. "What should I say to Columbus? I know. I will say, 'Hi, Columbus. Do you remember me? I'm Pinta. Pinta, the brave ship,' she says to herself. She tries to reach the sea the whole day. She finds a secure place for night. She is very tired and excited. She thinks of Nina and Santa Maria. They are Pinter's best friends. They are different from each other, but they love each other very much. Nina likes wavy sea. She loves fighting with the waves. Santa Maria is afraid of waves. She likes calm and quiet sea. It doesn't matter to Pinta. She loves the sea all the time. She loves both wavy and calm sea. What are they doing in that room right now? How can they be happy there? She wonders. A ship's home is in the sea. She has to sleep early tonight. They will set sail very early in the morning. She has to catch Columbus. They will start their voyage at 10 a.m. Pinta wakes up just before sunrise. She immediately sets sail. She has only 4 hours. It is windy that morning. This is good, she says. I can go there before they leave. Unfortunately, she is wrong again. The wind is blowing, and Pinta is floating fast. The wind is blowing very fast, and Pinta is floating very fast too. Oh God! Now the wind is blowing too fast, and it is dragging Pinta too fast. She tries to slow down, but she can't. Not again! I don't want to turn over again. Hey, what's that? Doesn't the stream end there? The wind isn't blowing, but I'm still too fast. Why is that? Poor Pinta. She can't see it, but there's a waterfall ahead. What's wrong? What's going on? She says repeatedly. But she can't see anything. She can smell the sea. This is a good thing. I must be close to the sea, she thinks. But she cannot see the sea. This is very bad. Then she suddenly sees the waterfall. She tries to sail back. She tries to sail upward. It's impossible. The current is very strong. She can't fight against the current. Once again, she closes her eyes and waits. She lets herself go with the current. I'm afraid that's it, she says. My adventure ends here. I'm sorry, Columbus. I'm sorry, Nina and Santa Maria. Now, the unlucky Pinta is falling down the waterfall. She opens her eyes. I'm alive! She shouts. She's very happy. But there is a problem. She's at the bottom of the water. There's a rock on her back. She is stuck there. She cannot move. She tries to lift that rock, but it's impossible. It is very heavy, and Pinta is very tired. I must be on the water, not under it. I'm not a submarine, she says. I must find a way, or I will be in great danger. Poor Pinta is very scared. She sees a fish. Hello, sir. Can you help me? Hello, says the fish. My name is... Well, I can't remember it. How can I help you? I'm stuck here. Can you lift that rock off, please? But the fish swims away. Pinta shouts again. Hey, mister, can you help me, please? Hello, says the fish. Do I know you? Pinta is surprised. The fish starts laughing. Don't worry, kid. I'm just kidding. My name is Tony, says the fish. He lifts the rock off Pinta. Pinta is free now. She looks at the waterfall. What a high waterfall, she says. She turns back and sees the sea. She cannot believe her eyes. After a long voyage, she is finally in the sea. She is very happy. She sees a crowd and a gigantic ship. The ship is about to sail. She hurries toward the ship. She is extremely excited. That must be Columbus's ship. He must be holding the rudder now. I must find him, she screams. She swims toward the ship. She sees the name of the ship. It is written on the left side of the ship. She cannot read it, so she gets closer to the left side of the ship. Now she can read the name, Columbus. She is confused. Columbus is the name of a man, not the name of a ship, she says. Of course it's the name of a ship, says a voice. It is Tony. It's not 1492. It's 2011. Tony laughs loudly. Pinta screams, No! Carla's mother comes into the bedroom. She is very worried. What's wrong, honey? Are you okay? She says. Carla opens her eyes. Where am I? She asks. You are in your bedroom, pumpkin. It's just a dream. Don't worry, answers her mother. Oh, really? Says Carla. Yes, honey. Dinner is ready. Come into the dining room and let's have dinner, says her mother softly. Okay, I'll go to the bathroom and wash my face first, says Carla. Well, hurry up. Your daddy is waiting for you. You can tell us your dream, says Carla's mother, and goes to the dining room. Carla goes to the dining room after she washes her face. She kisses her father. They sit down for dinner. Her mother gives Carla a bowl of soup. She likes soup very much. It is delicious. After the soup, Her mother gives them macaroni. Now there are three plates of macaroni on the table. Carla loves macaroni. It's her favorite dish. They also have meatballs and salad for dinner. Tell us about your dream, honey, says her father. Carla tells them about her dream. They both laugh. You are really very imaginative, sweetie, says her mother. You must be a writer, says her father. They clean the table and wash the dishes together. They are a small, happy family. Carla goes back to her room. She is still thinking about her dream. She decides to make a new flower for her garden. I will make a bunch of roses this time, she says. She makes a few red roses and puts them aside. Then she makes a few white roses. She puts them near the red ones. Finally, she makes a few yellow roses. She puts them near the other roses. Now I will introduce you to your new friends, she says. She takes all the roses and goes to her flower garden. She sees the ships. She goes near them. Nina, Santa Maria, and Pinta. She is really shocked because Pinta is wet.